It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out on Davin's Den. Segment three. Three of us are here, so we will do some scamming scammers as soon as I can find the music. The Muzak version. We should get the Muzak version of it.
What would that sound like?
This, with less racism. Okay, now when Fake Davin and Michelle were last together on July 2nd of 2020, they had some hot, sweet cyber sex. Perhaps the longest they have. There was no escaping it. There was no escaping it.
No.
Good time was had by all.
Yes.
But she wanted me, on the end of that date, she wanted me to email Rodriguez. But I told her I'm angry with him, but I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him the weekend. And that was that. So let's go to July 3rd. She messaged me. She asked me how I am. I said, hello, baby. I'm good. Did you have a nice sleep? She goes, yes, honey. She goes, I had a dream about you. I go, I had a dream about you last night. She goes, honey, what do you dream about me? I go, I had a dream. We were camping at Yellowstone National Park. We walked along a river, cooked on an open flame, and slept together in a tent. It was actually quite romantic. Wow. That was detailed. I wonder if I had a picnic basket that was stolen by a bear. And his little sidekick bear friend.
I think you were looking at a Coleman website. And
that's what I was.
Gear?
Somebody was looking through a catalog.
yeah.
She goes, wow, so good. Happy to hear that from you, honey. I go, it was very sweet. It gave me a warm feeling. She goes, all right, that's good. Where are you now? What time is the time over there now? I go, it's 11:30 in the morning. What time is it there? She goes, 6:33 MP right now. What's MP? Is that military? I don't know what the hell that is.
What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me
say. MP?
I don't know. She's in Yemen. Mountain Pacific. I don't know.
Yeah.
I go, did you have a good day, baby? She goes, yes, baby. I'm just coming back from a troll. I need to have some rest now. I go, okay. I was hoping you would stay with me for a bit, but I understand. She goes, okay, honey. Thank you for understanding me. I go, of course, baby. Will I hear from you anymore today? She goes, baby. Then I don't hear anything. I go, baby? Is that a no? Or yes. I'm bad at mind reading, LOL. She goes, no, baby, I will still check on you, and I just want to have a little rest. I go, okay. I meant, will I hear from you after your rest? She goes, yes, honey. I go, okay, and I give her a kiss emoji. And so that's 11:30 in the morning. I got to get my glasses on. That's what I got to do. Jesus Christ.
I got to put on, I need my glasses, goddammit. Put on your specs. Put on your specs, Grandpa's going to read a story. Let me get my specs now.
No, because I don't have my screen bright enough. That's why. So that was so 8:45. So 9 hours later, I go, "Are you all right? I thought I would hear from you today after you rested." July 8th. I guess she writes.
She better be rested by now, bitch. Whoa!
In a fucking coma.
Hey, but you know what? Good on me for not writing her in that whole time.
Yeah, really. Yeah, or not so needy. By the way, I looked up time zone abbreviations. No fucking thing is MP.
Maybe she meant PM.
Maybe.
Maybe she was writing in a mirror.
That could be. July 8th, she writes, "Hi, baby. Good evening. How are you doing?" I go, "Hey." She goes, "Hi, love." I go, "I've not heard from you. I kind of figured you ghosted me." She goes, "Oh, not really, baby. We went for a mission over since a few days now." I go, "You usually tell me when you go. You told me you would talk to me after I rested." Days went by. I said, "I hope you were okay. I heard nothing from you. I could see you read my message."
Yeah. Oh, that old, I saw that the message was read gig.
That's the one. She goes, no, baby, I'm sorry. It was an emergence mission. Honestly, I couldn't expect. She emerged. She goes, since we started flowing with words of passion, and since you confessed to me that you feel the same way I do, there is no single second that passes by that I don't get lost dreaming of us, being one in flesh, wishing second by second to be with you. And then three sad emojis. I go, I just kind of felt like after we were so intimate that maybe you got spooked, or maybe you just wanted to have sex that one time and then felt like leaving me.
Oh, one night stand.
Wow. Thrown aside. Just another notch on her lipstick case.
Yes. Yes, that's what I am. I go, I thought that after we had such a nice time with each other, we would grow closer and maybe do that type of thing more and be able to share loving feelings. But then you vanished. It was hurtful, to be honest. She goes, this last night in Yemen, as we were raiding and bursting these bastards.
Bursting them?
These bastards.
Oh, my God. Bursting them.
It's tremendous.
Wow.
This last night in Yemen, as we were raiding and bursting these bastards, Taliban's terrorists, our intel passed the resourceful information to us, and with the lead, our base approved, we made the confrontation, and to our greatest surprise, we found in their hideout lots of ammunition and a huge amount of cash in U.S. dollars. Honey, I missed you so much, and I am so sorry for keeping you waiting, honey. Your thought saved my life today. I'm sure it did. Thinking of me saves everybody's life. I go, I'm glad you were well, and the mission was a success. She goes, I am okay, but a bullet passed through my right lap, honey. There is nothing to worry about. At least now I'll be out of action for a few weeks. I told my junior officer to get me a laptop so that I can chat with you. That's what I'm talking about.
Did she get shot?
She did, Joe. She got shot on an emergence mission while she was raiding those Taliban's bastards.
But she got shot through the lap?
Through the lap. And now, I don't know. But now she asked her junior officer to get a laptop so that lap will be covered.
I'd be carrying my laptop all the time if I got shot through the lap.
Sure.
But you don't have a lap if you're standing up.
Well, I didn't ask her what position. Seemed a little forward.
Oh, you asked about positions last time.
I most certainly did. I go, oh, honey, I'm so sorry to hear that. She goes, and to inform you that I am well. I go, at least you have a chance to rest. She goes, I know you will be worried, but please, you have to calm down and listen to me. Very well, very well. There are more things I have to tell you. Please, be attentive, okay? You don't know how crazy I am for you already. Since we started flowing with words of passion, and since you confessed to me that you feel the same way I do. Hey, somebody repeated the same shit they just wrote.
Yes.
I go, I guess I do not know. I feel sometimes you don't really love me or know how deeply I care for you. She goes, honey, before I got hit by the bullet, some wonderful thing happened. Something that will change our life forever. God, this is going to be, I feel an opportunity coming on.
For you?
Of course for me, Pip. Out of the goodness of her heart. That's how these stories go.
Yes.
She goes, I know that you truly love me, and that is why I will let you into every part of my heart, for you see the entire secret in there. I go, okay, this is just a lot to process. She goes, I want to let you into my world in secret with hope that you will never betray or disappoint me. I can assure you I will, on both accounts. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of doing it right now.
Betraying and disappointing you.
Yes. Both. Why should fake Davin be any better than real Davin? I go, okay, just don't tell me that you have gold bars from Taliban or some shit like that, LOL.
I want the gold bars.
Yes, but remember, remember that's a scam that they do. We've talked about this. Where they have these gold bars and they need you to send some money to transport them and then you'll all be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes.
So.
I know. It's like, oh no, not the gold bar thing again. Please, honey, no.
Right, that was a whole thing with Ann Jackson, as you recall, Joe.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. So I'm saying, so I'm imploring this woman who's injured and loves me so much, please come with a better brand of bullshit. Please.
Please come up with a better brand of bullshit.
She goes, just because.
What's it come back with?
She goes, just because of the love which I have on you, and you said that I can trust you, I am now doing to tell you that I am getting done with my mission in Yemen, and my plans to execute a master plan that could see both of our futures bright. Yes, I needed a bright future.
No, Don't tell a Jewish man that you have a master plan. Do not do this. Abort. Abort.
Wow.
Funny, but what kind of master plan would she have?
Well, you'll never know. Good night, everybody.
She is the mastermind.
I go, oh, so you'll be coming home soon? That is great news. She goes, yes, love. I go, do you still wish to stay here with me? And you vanished. July 13th. Another 5 days pass.
Oh, my God.
This time I write, hi, baby. I haven't heard from you in a while. How's it going? July 20th. I still haven't heard from her. I go, well, it's been 2 weeks since I have heard from you. Kind of weird. We had cyber sex, and then except for a brief interaction, you have vanished. Kind of like a dude, to be honest, LOL, but I get it. You came and you went. It happens. Oh, well, we had fun.
That's so typical.
July 22nd, she writes. So we are 14 days, 2 weeks since she's written. She goes, I don't have anything to do with you since you can't help. Uh-oh.
Wait.
Why
don't you just tell you that right away? Oh, boy. Maybe you are dealing with a woman.
Who's on the clock now?
Because for the simple reason, well, I haven't talked. Well, maybe, you know, I'm done with you because you can't help. Typical women doesn't say anything, but when you ask a question, it was like that you don't understand.
Yep. No, I know. Too many women play guess what's in my head.
Yeah.
I go, not sure what you're talking about. You told me you are coming home so we can start our life. She goes, yes, is what I said. But since then, you have asked me what is holding me. I go, since then, you have ghosted me. I've been waiting for you. She goes, I need...
Did you have a chance to ask what's holding you?
Exactly. I go, I need your help. She goes, I need your help, please. I go, with what? You told me everything was good. I don't even think you love me. Sad face. I go, I guess your silence says it all. Guess you fell out of love or never loved me. July 23rd, I write. Clearly you have stuff going on that does not involve me. 1 minute we're having cyber sex and you're telling me how much you love me and you're coming home and you have a big surprise for our future. And the next you ghost me and say you want nothing to do with me because I don't help, even when I have no idea what you are talking about. I've been patient with you and loved you and been faithful to you all these months, but it would seem it was all for nothing. To be clear, we are broken up, correct? This means I can jump into bed with my attractive neighbor, right? The last thing I need is...
You make it sound like you broke a contract. Well, I can negotiate with. I have the right to negotiate with this other couple, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you're like asking for first refusal.
Yes. Yes, I am. The last thing I need is to do that, and then have you come back and say that I cheated on you. Only so much insanity one man can take.
We were on a break.
So that was July 23rd of 2020. September 10th of 2020, she writes. September 10th. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing, baby? I go, fine. She goes, you...
All right, flag on the play. This has got to be somebody new.
Could be.
Yeah.
She goes...
She had a whole agenda when she cut you off. And now she comes back, hello, baby. I mean, either she's bipolar or I don't know. But it's she had this whole agenda why you're a piece of shit. And then she comes back 2 months later, hi, baby. Like, nothing, you know, I had a major rethink. Or I learned to make you nothing. But, like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And it ain't been the first time with scammers either.
No, it's true.
She goes, you have forgot me. I go, no, you ghosted me. I wrote you on July 23rd.
You see, exhibit A, you know. You forgot, no, I was told to go fuck myself, you know.
I remember those things. No, I was told to go fuck myself. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did tell you to go fuck yourself, didn't I?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, look at that. All right, well, not for
leave the time.
Bygones be bygones.
This is so strange.
She goes,
the continuity. I can't overlook the continuity errors in this movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She goes, me? I'm not fine. I go, you never wrote back. It was clear you moved on. She goes, yes, I moved on because you are not care about me. Simple help you can't help. I go, not true. You said you had big news for our future. You fucked me. You told me you loved me. You left me. Seems like I was nothing more than someone to occasionally cyberfuck.
But you, hold on for a sec. But you want to know something? No, she kind of brought up some bullet points. You know, so, you know, I mean, you fought back, but for the simple fact she did bring up some bullet points. There was some bullet points written for the new person, or maybe she's trying to scrounge up some business again.
Maybe. Wait, and now this last thing that was just said, was that her speaking?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought, but I was like, wait a minute, I think I lost the plot.
No, that was me.
Well, what does she actually write? What does she actually write in that last sequence?
She says, yes, I moved on because you not care about me. Simply help, you can help. She's upset I can't help her.
All right, well, maybe, well, she kind of brought up, maybe it's not bullet points, but it is a bullet point. And maybe it is a note that one scammer gave to the new one going, all right, here's the deal when we left off. So that I could think that. But I do still believe that this may be a different person.
Yeah.
Let's see. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, you masturbated while I wrote you, and then you left me.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you come and go?
Yeah.
You're not a dude. And she wrote, or maybe you are. She wrote, is not true. You were the one that left me. I go, scroll up. It was you. I was in love with you. You fucked me and left me like a dude.
That's right. And I thought you really meant it. You said you rubbed your clit so hard you could start a campfire.
It's a good one. That's a quality simile right there, boys and girls. Quality simile for all you English majors listening.
You can start a campfire.
She goes, yes, I know that you are in love with me because you, I know that you are in love with me because you are stingy and you can't help. I go, so you wrote me to insult me. How sweet.
I do that sometimes.
Sure. It's expected from you. I don't get a 2-month reprieve, though, unfortunately.
I have stationery with insults on the top.
Yes. But that was a family heirloom passed on to you from your parents.
Yes.
She goes, I'm not insulting you. I'm just telling you the fact. I go, the fact is we made each other come. You told me you had big news for us, and you vanished. Unless, of course, you coming was a lie, too. That's what I'm focused on.
Hold it. You said you wrote that they had big news for us and then vanished. You sure it wasn't that it was Chip that was writing?
She goes, the fact I'm talking about is that you are stingy and you can't help. I go, you can't even answer me if you came. She goes, came where?
Came where? Oh, God. In your pants. Duh.
She goes, or I go, orgasm, come. She goes, what? Cyber sex. Are you the same person? I asked her if she was the same person.
Wait a minute. Orgasm, sex, and she says, what?
But then I flat out asked her if she's the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, what's She goes, what's the stupid question you are asking me if I am the same person? It's like you are not the same Davin that I have cyber with. I go, well, you have no idea about our sex life. She goes, what nonsense are you talking about? Hi, are you there? I go, seriously, you don't remember? She goes, what do you want me to remember? That you fucked me on cyber, you stingy person?
Oh, my God.
No, she wrote that to me.
Wow. The same person.
You stingy person.
I go, so after a month and a half, you decide to make contact to fight and insult me. Hope it was fun for you.
Really?
She goes, I'm not insulting you. I'm telling you the fact. I go, it's not a fact. We were trying to build a life together and you vanished. I'm so stingy that you just go away. If you really think that, there is no point in talking. She goes, you are stingy. Change. I go, you are a cold bitch. Change.
That's a great answer.
And then, oh, my long lost friend, how I've missed you. What do you think she sends me, kids?
I don't know.
Pip?
Wait. What does she send you?
She sends me some.
She sends you something. Is it a link or an email address for the guy that you're supposed to write to get her on break?
It is not.
Oh. It's not a dick pic, is it?
It most certainly is.
She sends you a dick pic?
The one I sent to her.
Well, look, I have this, you know.
Yes. Yes, we talked about this at the time. Remember?
What, is she going to blackmail you with it?
I don't know. Maybe she's a big fan of it. And once, you know, maybe this is the big topic we need to talk about. I don't know.
Dueling dick pics.
Here it is, kids. You can look at it. There you go. Yes, I recall now when we did this originally, Pip had all sorts of critiques for this penis.
That picture is just, it's a, I'm a cop.
Does it have googly eyes on it?
It does not. It's not arts and crafts, stupid. I remember when we did this a long time ago, Pip and the girls in the chat were having a gay old time with this. Well, like, it might have been another wedding, Pip's wedding episodes. So,
I love it.
Yeah, of course you did. Well, you didn't at the time, but I'm glad you do now, dear.
I did not. I was unappreciative.
You must. So there it is, staring at me, comes across my screen, so to speak.
And it's just like so matter of fact. I am. I'm a cock. How can I help?
Now, what do you think I say? What do you think I say after I get this picture?
Hello?
I'm a cock. I don't know.
I go, and your point is?
That's the point.
She goes, I will put it on the net if you don't take time. I go, time for what? She goes, time on your stingy. I go, so you never had cyber sex with me. You just wanted a dick pic to use against me. Is that correct? She goes, what nonsense are you talking about? I go, it is clear you kept the picture to use
against me. Did she read your rights? You have the right to remain silent. If you show a dick pic can be used against you. Understand these rights I've given you.
In the court of public opinion.
Yes, and it's
truly
also part of the penal code.
A huddle, huddle, huddle. A little joke, a little jizz.
I had to rush that one in.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes. She goes, what nonsense are you talking about? I go, it's clear you kept the picture to use against me. I just want to know if we ever really had cyber sex or was that fake? She goes, have you forgot when we have cyber sex and you come after coming, you send me the picture? I go, just answer my question. Did you have sex with me or did you fake it? She goes, I have cyber sex with you. Aha! I told you guys. It's written right here. I knew it all.
I got the cock to prove it.
Well, no, that's allegedly mine. It's not, but, you know.
Mr. Rosenblatt, is this your alleged cock on this?
It allegedly is my cock.
I go.
I don't know. Maybe it was yours because you seem to have taken great umbrage at the fact that I critiqued it.
I just think you got. I think you got some balls to go with that dick pic. The way you were critiquing this person's penis. I go, I enjoyed it with you. She goes, scroll up. You will see it at the end. I go, I mean, you were just typing or were you masturbating? She goes, if you don't take time, I will post it on the net. I go, answer me. Did you masturbate? It's like I knew this was going to be a bone, huddle, huddle, a hoo, of contention between the three of us at some point, and I needed an answer. I go, see, and you vanished again. She goes, you were stingy. I go, Sid, did you masturbate with me or was it all fake, Michelle? I go, no, answer. Well, then, I guess the joke is on me. And that is where we will end it.
Oh, my God. Look. Cock.
Okay.
Jack. Oh, it's blurry. You can't see it.
She's out to blackmail you.
Yes, Joe.
She is.
Yes, she is. It's so unusual. It's so unusual for a complete stranger on the internet who has a completely bullshit story to try to use things against you. I've never seen that coming.
I can't believe. I mean, I knew that it was a good thing you didn't use your own. But it's,
wait, hold on. Hold on. Did you think there was ever a chance I would?
No. Okay. No, I did not.
Because you said, like, it's a good thing, like, I was, like I was taking, like, under good thought. Guys, I don't want to do this on the air, but I'm having this conversation with this person who I don't know. They want a dick pic. Should I send mine? Do you think that would be a wise idea?
Do I have to take the matter into my own hands?
Do I have to help you pose this? Do you need a ring light?
I mean, Pip makes it sound like this was, like, worthy of a pickle, like, dinner conversation.
and as an entertainer, you have to sit and make decisions. Do I do it inside, or do I do it with a natural background? I don't know, you know?
Do I pose, or do I try to take a natural effect?
Guys, what do you think the best angle would be for me to send this complete stranger a dick pic for the bit? Yeah. What do you think I should do? I mean, come on.
Kind of lighting.
Should I have a little bit of ball in there for support? I don't know. I'll post it on the internet. How should I take a cockpit?
Actually, I think this should be a Davin's Den poll.
Huddle-a, huddle-a-ho. I think huddle-a. It's it'll be a Reddit. It'll be a Reddit. What's the best angle for a dick pic?
Yeah.
What's sometimes the best lighting?
People ask for a dick pic. I send a picture of Nixon. I don't know. I don't want to get
a little
hello.
No. But
armed Robin's cough.
But it is funny. It is funny, after all I've been through with this particular scammer and their various personalities, that they bring it back. But it wasn't necessary at this point.
No, this was it really
not,
wasn't.
This was not the time.
Yeah, but you know what? She wants to try to get money out of you. She probably spent all those months scheming and conniving and figuring, what if I prime time his cock? Maybe that'll get some dough out of him.
Do you think it will? Do you think fake Davin will buckle under this pressure?
No.
No.
Hardly.
What I do think is, with anybody else, it would have them, you know, on their knees trying to figure out what to do. You'll probably ask her, you know, give her information on how to get a job or better photography tips or something like that.
Well, I took the picture, Joe. I wouldn't be offering better photography tips. I took...
But still, you know, shit along that line where, you know... You know, here's some information that can help you.
But here's what screws her up. It's just a dick. Like, there's no distinguishing features like, oh, that's Davin's, or, you know, it's just a dick. So you could post it, and unless you've seen the dick, how would you know?
True.
That's not my cock. That's an imposter.
Like, so kids, for all you fellers listening at home, my point is, if you're going to send someone you don't know a dick pic, make sure it's facing away from your face. You don't want any distinguishing characteristics.
No, if you have a tattoo on it, don't show that side.
Or do what I do and just search the internet for a nice one.
Yeah, think. Or a subpar strange one like you did.
You know what, Pip? I really don't know what you're looking for in a cock. I don't know what your expectations are. I can only imagine Mr. Helix has a cape on his.
I just know that was from an archaeological dig because it had rings on it. I don't know what was going on there, but it was not nice.
It had rings on it?
I would take a picture of a fucking eggplant. I put it right on the eggplant and go, here's my cock, Pip. I named him Maurice. You know, so...
Wait, dick pic. Oh, I love it.
So is fake Davin going to be cowed by this pressure? Like, is he gonna is fake Davin gonna act as scared, or is fake Davin gonna be like, "Come on, bring it, bitch"? Well, how is fake Davin gonna play this?
You're gonna be bring it, bitch, because you think that's the thing that's gonna stop you in your tracks and get money. But they're not expecting you to fucking have more balls than a pool table about it. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
What do you think, Pip?
I don't. Of course, fake Davin is not going to be cowed by this. He's just going to come back with something else, even stronger. No, fake Davin's not going to put up with this. Nope.
All right. Well, it was. You know, she had gone a really long time without ever asking, and then and now She has asked a few times, but really she's just asked for me to contact, she asked me to send something for video games, and that caused a kerfuffle, and she wanted me to make contact with Rodriguez, which I did, but he didn't respond. So really, this is really unnecessary at this point.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's not, because basically there's been so much horsing around, and she's like, all right, let me make one last stab. All right, look, if you don't want your cock to make page one, you got to cough up this dough. So, you know.
You know what, Joe? I think I'm semi-famous. I think my cock would make page six. Thank you very much.
Nicely done.
I mean, yeah, but you can understand if this was real. And I really had sent my own, and I really thought this person was real, and we were really in love. This would be crushing. This would be such a violation of trust and everything.
Absolutely. Oh, no. If you sent somebody, you know, any nudes or any, you know, something very, very personal, like a dick pic, it would be horrible to be, like, caught. You think this person is in love with you, and then all of a sudden they're coming back with, the most personal thing that you've sent them, like, you know, something that you thought was an intimacy shared, and now they're blackmailing you with it. It's horrible.
It's horrible. But the fun part is obviously you're going to sit there and drive her nuts about it. Where
am I now? Am I going to drive her nuts?
Yes.
But drive her so nuts. That she's going to be going, you got to be kidding me. This was supposed to be the fucking red button, the atom bomb. And
yeah.
This guy is now, you know, driving me nuts about it with nonsense. So that's gonna be something to look forward to.
Is this going to bring down the relationship? Are we at endgame? Now, you guys have said we've been at endgame many times. You guys had no faith in fake Davin. So, but is this it?
I think it's going to be endgame, because after this, what else do you have? I mean, you know, I should be seeing money in a day or so, and now you want a better setting for your cock, I'll send you a couple of more.
Yeah, really, it's like, wait a second, that's not lit well. Let me send you a better one. No.
And she's going to be going, you got to be shitting me. This guy's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a violation of trust.
So you guys think the move is to send a better one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be, listen. If it's going to go all over the internet.
Send a big black one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I call him Mumbo.
Okay.
Yeah. You definitely want to have it pierced or something, like, distinctive.
Okay. So we think fake death.
You're going to steal an apple, take the cart, you know?
So we are at endgame, and we think fake Davin blows up this whole thing by sending a completely different cock.
Laughter will ensue. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, I think we've certainly covered some ground in this episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Nice.
All right. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. We would like to thank Sensei Russ for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
Joe, what do you got for Portobello?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. That's ensuring every meal is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features an sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special occasion, such as a sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Friday, October 7th, I do believe you have one coming up.
I do.
Starring Eddie Brill's going to be in that show.
Eddie Brill is your headliner, boys and girls.
Eddie Brill, and who else do you have on that?
I have Dan Madonia and Chris Williamson.
For tickets, call 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road, Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more at that number I gave you, 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. That is your number for a great night out. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
And, of course, Sidesplitting Productions will be putting that show on. And if you would like them to do the same for you, you go to Sidesplittingproductions.com or call 551-404-3094. Mr. Curry, will you be performing this week?
Yes, I will. Friday, this coming October 7th, I'm going to be at the Colts Neck Fire Department. I'm going to be with my pals Rob Eppel and Kevin Israel, so it's going to be a great night. Give them a buzz. Check it out. Colts Neck Fire Department, Colts Neck 50 Conover Road. Colts Neck show starts at 7:30. Going to be for a great cause. Fire Department always is. Come on down. Laugh with us.
Sounds like a great show. What time are you leaving for that gig? 2 p.m.?
I'm heading out at 3:30.
That's a long drive for you, and that's an early start time.
It's a little less than if I have to go out to Uncle Vinny's. Probably about maybe 35, 40 minutes left. So if I leave at 3:30, I'll get there in time.
Wow.
All right. Thursday, October 6th, I'll be in Hanover, New Jersey at the East Hanover Elks Lodge. For tickets, call 201-543-8898. I actually have a show before that, but that's a private show. So you can't see that one. Ha ha. But you can't see the one on Thursday, October 6th. And Friday, as we said, Portobello and Oakland, New Jersey. We got a great show for you there. So come out and see some comedy. And if you have a stupid comment, say it to yourself, because really nobody wants to hear it. We really don't.
Nobody cares.
You like you cannot be any more insignificant than when you share your opinion about how much you hate a joke with a comic. I'm just telling you. But go ahead. Do what you're going to do. Be your insignificant selves. Anyway, all right. Yes, we thank you guys for hanging out with us, joining, participating, writing during the week on the social media, adding your comments and opinions. Certainly appreciate all of that. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.